こんにちは、きのこです。映画のイングリッシュ。この番組では映画やドラマを楽しみながらおしゃべりをしています。お気に入りの作品を見つけて英語学習に役立ててくださいね。お送りするのは私きのこと映画大好きなマイクです。
Hello, 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 and thank you for joining us once again, or welcome if this is your first time for joining us with yet another depressing movieBut we'll talk about that in a moment. First up, Kinoko, how are you doing today?
I'm great. It is warming a little bit by little here in Tokyo. So I am happy and enjoying outside air.
Yeah.
How about you?
I'm also doing very well, thank you. And it looks like we're going to have a nice warm week here in Hiroshima.Only slightly cloudy, so it's very, very fun. Yay!
Why fun?
Because it was really, really cold here at the beginning of the week. It got down to zero. Freezing.
Wow.
And we even got like our second snowfall of the year.
Oh! What? Yeah. So, Tokyo も天気寒かったよ、最初は。At the beginning, in the early part of this week, it was snow. It snowed.
Or and it was snowing.
It was snowing or it snowed.
Yeah.
In Tokyo. Mm-hmm. Too.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, we've gotten like two snowfalls in Hiroshima, but it's the kind of snowfall that is, you know,Just, it collects only on, like, roofs.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So.
Or the grass, so it's not much.
Yeah, and on the car, とかね。Car roof, とかね。
Yeah, the car rooftop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's been very weird this season, I think.
Weird?
Yeah, not a lot of snow. We usually get more snow.
そうなんだね。Hiroshima も寒いんだね。
Yeah.It gets cold and snowy.
Hot in summer.
Yeah, very humid.
Humid.
I hate humidity. I think that's from living in Florida. Mm-hmm. Too much humidity. All right.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Enough about bad weather. We have some news for you.
And now, Bob Hope's Swan's Eye View of the News.
Streaming News のコーナーです。今日取り上げる映画は、マイク、Let's go!
Let's go, go, go! Alright, so first up, in a couple of weeks, Kinoko is going to be very, very, very busy packing and unpacking and doing all sorts of fun, wonderful, motherly love stuff.
Yeah.
And so we decided, Kinoko, she needs a break.
Thank you.
Yeah.So we are going to be doing a very special commentary series for a wonderful sitcom called The Big Bang Theory.
Mm-hmm.
So while Kinoko is busy, we're still going to be releasing episodes and we'll just be releasing these commentary episodes during that time. So,
okay, thank you. 実は私、Kinoko が引っ越しを控えておりまして、今。荷物をパッキング中でして、ちょっとここ1ヶ月ほど忙しくなります。それで今、いくつか録音を取りためて、それをお届けしたいと思っていますが、その時にお届けするのが、スペシャリーコメンタリートラックをお届けする予定です。取り上げるのは The Big Bang Theory の予定ですので、楽しみにしていてください。We will watch 4 episodes.
Yeah, 4 episodes.
Per week.
One per week.
One per week, yeah.
Yeah.
そうだね。4 episodes.
1, 2, 3, 4. So 4 episodes in total. Yeah, it's the same thing that we did with Friends.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully we're a little better at it now. Everything will sound better.
そうだね。
All right, and our second news story is Fuller House.
Fuller House.
Fuller House.
Oh, is it a TV show?
It is a TV show. It is a Netflix original.
Original TV show なんだ、ね。
Yeah, so it's every only time, on Netflix.
Yeah, every time I open the Netflix window, the ad of Fuller House is the begins.
Yeah, yeah, it shows up.
Mm, so so やってくるの。So shows up.
Yeah, pops up. Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the Fuller House is a sequel.
Mm.
To the 80s, very, very popular sitcom, Full House.
Mm.
Have you ever seen Full House?
No, I haven't. You can't give me.
Well, I grew up with Full House. I mean, Full House came out in like 86 or 87.
Mm-hmm.
And it was about 8 years, so they had 8 seasons. Mm-hmm. I think I was like 8 when it first came out. So I grew up watching Full House. And Full House, for anyone who hasn't seen it, it's a very, I would say, sappy TV show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you have to imagine, you know, like tree sap.
Mm.
You know, it's like really...
Tree sap?
Tree sap. You know, the liquid. If you punch a hole in a tree, you get this like liquid.
Mm-hmm.
It's very thick.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And Full House was very sappy.
Sappy.
Yeah, S-A-P-P-Y.
S-A-P-P-Y, sappy.
Yeah, so a lot of emotions.
Mm-hmm.
Like very heavy on the emotions. And it was all about, you know, like family values.
Mm-hmm.
So every episode,
mm-hmm.
you know, there was some kind of like, oh, we have to teach the girls. Because it's about, you know, these three guys trying to raise three girls. And it's like every episode was, you know, oh, we have to teach the girls a lesson. So, that, you know, learning life lessons and, you know, about right and wrong, morals and everything like that. And a lot of the times you're like, ooh, that's so sad and everything like that. And you can get emotional watching it.
Mm-hmm.
Fuller House, it has almost everyone from the original series comes back. It doesn't have Michelle Tanner. And Michelle Tanner was the youngest. So mm-hmm. she was like maybe a year old when the mm-hmm. series started.
Mm-hmm.
And it was played by Mary-Kate
mm-hmm.
and Ashley Olsen. So twins.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they decided not to come back.
Oh,
but
really?
Almost everyone else, you know, you get to see them. And I mean, the show is okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the same.
Not the same?
It's not the same.
As the original version.
No. It's not. So, it's
not sappy?
No, it's not. It's not sappy at all.
Oh, really?
Really.
Ugh.
And if you've never seen the original series, it might be difficult
mm-hmm.
to follow Fuller House
mm.
because this was made for the fans of Full House. So there's a lot of like inside jokes. You know, references to the original series and everything like that, and it's not the same show, but. I enjoyed it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I saw all 13 episodes already.
Could you laugh at it?
Laugh? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I laughed a lot. There were some funny moments,
mm-hmm.
but for me, the funniest moments were the references, the inside jokes to the original series.
Inside jokes.
Yeah.
The same one. As the original one.
Yeah, it's... Mm. If there's something that it references the old series. So we say like an inside joke.
Mm.
Because if, you know, two people are in a group of like
mm-hmm.
10 people
mm-hmm.
and they both understand the joke. They're the only two who know.
なるほど。そういうの inside joke っていうか。
Yeah.
便利な言葉。
Yeah, it was good.
ああ、なるほど。インサイドジョークっていうそうですよ。そういう内輪受けのするものっていうのは。
Yeah.
But the fans will be very... The fans will enjoy them.
Oh, the fans have been loving it.
Mm.
I mean, we get to see like DJ and Stephanie. You know, they're now grown up. They're in their late 20s and early 30s. And then DJ's best friend, Kimmy Gibbler, is also on there. We get to see them. They're all grown up now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, everyone's gotten older. And just being able to see that is like, wow, that's just so nostalgic.
Mm-hmm. How about the cast? You have mentioned that in the Glee,
mm-hmm.
the some of the cast of the Glee was in the Full House.
Yeah, I think so. And we do see some of the Glee people appear in the Fuller House.
Oh, really?
Yeah, thank you for reminding me. Randy, is it Randy Ryerson or whatever his name is? The original coach for the Glee Club.
Original coach? Oh.
The very kind of gay guy. He shows up in this. He's a teacher.
Oh, really?
In one of the episodes. And the original football coach. I can't remember his name. But the one who liked Emma and tried to marry Emma.
To Ken Tanaka?
Yeah, Ken Tanaka. Yeah, he shows up as a firefighter.
Ah, so nanda.
Yeah, he's the singing firefighter. So he sings.
Oh, so nano?
Yeah.
あれ、確かデンティストかなんか見なかったっけ?
Huh?
Emma's fiancé.
Ken Tanaka.
No.Dentist.
Oh, the dentist. Oh, yeah. John Stamos. He plays Uncle Jesse. So he was one of the original cast members of the show.
Yeah. How about the Fuller House?
He shows up in it a few times. Yeah.
そうなんだね。
Yeah.
なかなか面白そうじゃない?
And he's very much
Jesse. How about the length of the...One episode?
Oh, it's a sitcom, so they're like 20 minutes, a little 20 to 30 minutes.
Oh, you can enjoy it.
Yeah. I think just about everyone who was going to watch the show in America watched it over the weekend already. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
All right, so Fuller House, a lot of fun. But let's move on to this week's movie.
Okay.What is the title of this movie?
The Butler.
The Butler. 本日取り上げる映画は2013年のアメリカ映画 The Butler。邦題を、大統領の執事の涙です。メーカー畑で働く奴隷の息子に生まれた黒人セシル・ゲインズ。自分の目の前で父親を白人に射殺された彼は綿花畑を去り、ホテルのボーイとなって懸命に働き、やがてホワイトハウスの執事へと抜擢されます。アイゼンハワー、ケネディ、ジョンソン、フォードなど歴代の大統領に仕えながら、キューバ危機、ケネディの暗殺、ベトナム戦争といったアメリカの国家的大局を目の当たりにしてきたセシル。その一方で、白人の従者である父親を走る長男との衝突をはじめ、彼とその家族も様々な荒波に揉まれていくという作品です。
Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right, so first, a review, the good, what we thought was good and what we thought was bad in this movie. So, Kinoko, why don't you start off with what you thought was bad? What didn't you
bad
like about this? Was there anything you didn't like about this movie?
And the historical background is a little bit sometimes difficult to understand, to follow the movie. So it is not bad, but it's difficult for me a little bit. But as a whole, and the second point is a little bit too long.
Yeah.
ちょっと長かったかな。もうちょっと it can be more short.
Shorter.
Shorter. だったと思う。ちょっと途中で眠くなっちゃった。
I understand both points. It was a little long. There were some, I would say there were some unnecessary scenes.
それはあったね。
And yeah, about your first point, I didn't have trouble understanding some of that, but my problem was I was kind of expecting 12 years of a slave kind of, personal experience story. But at times it really felt like...a high school educational video, something that you'd be sitting in your high school classroom and they'd be like, oh, it's the civil rights. This because I mean they use this person's story to talk about the civil rights movement in America. And I think you had like two different major stories happening at the same time. And it confused everything.
So that's the point.
Didn't get enough of either of these stories because they were both very interesting stories. And this is based off of like the memoirs of Cecil Gaines, but a lot of it is also just kind of created for the movie. You know, I mean, we'll talk about some of this in a couple of minutes, but the fact that, what is it, Lewis, right? The son, Cecil's son, you know, he goes down to Fisk University. And he joins the Freedom Riders.
Yeah.
And then he's hanging out with Martin Luther King Jr. They're talking about, you know, Malcolm X and the Nation of Islam. And then he joins, you know, the Black Panthers. And, you know, all of this was, I think, just kind of added because they wanted to talk about the civil rights movement. But I think it distracted from the main story.
なるほどね。そう、なるほど。Yeah, I understand.
And my other, it makes me sad to say this, but my other thing is I was a little underwhelmed by Alan Rickman as Ronald Reagan.
Alan Rickman.
Who plays...
Ronald Reagan.
Ronnie Reagan. Yeah. I didn't get Ronald Reagan from him in that performance. And Michael Reagan, who is Ronald Reagan's son, also, like, after this movie, he came out and he was really upset.
Oh, really?
Because he felt like the portrayal of Ronald Reagan made him look racist.
Oh.
And... maybe this is, I did kind of get a feeling that, you know, in this movie, we see Democratic presidents being very good and Republican presidents as being very racist.
Ah, なるほどね。
Yeah. I could be wrong, but I mean, that is the kind of typical thinking in America.
なんか some kind of stereotypes ってこと?
Yeah. Yeah, stereotype is, you know, Democrats are nice and Republicans are racist. That is in America.
I mean, なるほど、なるほどね。
And right now, in the middle of an election, a presidential election, you see that all the time on TV about, you know, the Democrats are for, you know, minorities andRepublicans are racist and only white men. And I think it kind of pushes that a little bit, maybe. Maybe not intentional, but it kind of does.
Yeah, そうだね。 Yeah, at the end of the movie, the Obama became an American president as the first African-American person.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that is... The 映画がその、それを the movie wanted to be symbolic にしたかったのかな
Yeah. It, very much so. And let's move into what was good. And I'll start off by saying I am not a big fan of Obama. And or at least what he's done as president. But I was a big Obama supporter when he first ran. And it was, you know, very kind of an emotional moment seeing Obama elected. And but now I'm like, he hasn't, I don't think he's been a very good president personally. But it recaptured that feeling, you know, seeing that through Cecil's eyes of Obama being elected. It recaptured that same feeling that everyone had. I thought that was perfect. It was a great job. And Forrest Whitaker is an amazing actor. Him and David Oyelowo, who plays his son, Louis.
Uh-huh.
Both just amazing actors. I think they do wonderful jobs in this movie. Mm-hmm. What about you? What was good? What did you like?
I can't imagine the story. It was about the butler. Of course, the title is The Butler. So that is a story of the butler. But I didn't imagine any details of the story. So, I was surprised. The story is not only about the butler, but also the civil rights movement in America, and also it is a story of a family. That is so impressive.
Mm-hmm.
あ、こんな映画だったんだって。そうそう。And the attitude of the Cecil's attitude toward his job,
mm-hmm,
is a very, very symbolic as a butler って感じがして。なんて言ったらいいのかな。
Yeah, he's very professional.
Mm-hmm.
And he takes his job very seriously.
Mm-hmm. For me, the butler movie is the remains of the day. Do you know that?
Remains of the day.
Yeah. あの人がやってんの。The remains of the day is based on the novels of Kazuo Ishiguro. 日の名残。名残。
The Remains of the Day.
Yeah, The Remains of the Day.
Oh, it was made into a movie.
Yeah.
With Anthony Hopkins and Emma Thompson.
So. Oh. Yeah. That is my butler movie なので。
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, だからね、その彼の、so in this movie, the butler movie, Cecil's attitude towards the movie is almost as the same as the remains of the day, so it was impressive, and I liked it.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, and that reminds me of the scene where Louis Gaines was with Martin Luther King,
mm-hmm,
and Louis was like, "My dad's a butler."
Mm.
And Martin Luther King goes into this whole thing.
But
he's a warrior. He's out there showing the white person, you know, that, you know, black people can work and they can be serious and they can do this kind of job and interact with white people to show and represent, you know, a good side, the good side of black people. And I thought that was like, oh, that's cool.
ね、よかった。あそこが、あの、so that is, and when his mind will be changed, Louis' mind is about to change by the Martin Luther King's word.
Yeah, but unfortunately, I mean, yeah, you do see like maybe Louis is starting to change, but then you have that unfortunate event of him being assassinated, Martin Luther King Jr.
Mm-hmm.
being assassinated. And I think that is then what changes him and pushes him into, you know, like joining the Black Panthers and everything. But, yeah. Anything else that you really liked about this?
Firstly, I can't find where is Mariah.
She played Cecil's mother.
So
we see her for like 2 seconds.
Yeah. So after watching the whole movie, I find I searched the internet and she acted as Cecil's mother.
Yeah.
So very, very first part of the movie she showed up only.
So
本当だ、マライアだと思って。
When we went to Macon, you know, at the beginning of the movie, it goes to Macon, Georgia, where the young Cecil and, you know, the the farmer, the owner guy, comes and he like asks for the mother. Mm. I did not recognize her.
Oh, really?
It wasn't until after Cecil's father was killed, and we see the mother, you know, like sitting on the porch just crying. And then I was like, oh, that's Mariah Carey. Mm-hmm. So it was really hard to recognize her.
So that's it. How about the actor as a president?
Oh yeah, I loved Robin Williams as Eisenhower.
Yes.
Not enough, but
that's enough. So.
Yeah, and
yeah, 残念だよね、彼は. He's not here.
No.
Anymore.
No, him and Alan Rickman.
Yeah, so
it's sad.
It was so sad. I love Robin Williams.
Liev Schreiber, who plays Lyndon B. Johnson. He's a fantastic actor, I think.
Oh, really?
He did really well. And John Cusack, I mean, I love John Cusack, so him as Nixon with that fake nose.
But Kennedy was not good.
Yeah, Kennedy was...
Yeah, but his image is too strong, so it's hard to act.
For Americans, at least, Nixon's image, I'm not a crook, right? I mean, we have a very strong image of Nixon, but I think that he did well, you know, Cusack did well. And Ronald Reagan, I mean, that was the 80s. I mean, I was in elementary school. I stayed up all night to watch Ronald Reagan be reelected, you know, for a school assignment. And so, and, you know, growing up in the 80s, you see a lot of parodies of Ronald Reagan. So there's a very strong image of Ronald Reagan, which might be why I was underwhelmed by Alan Rickman. But,
And now is Obama. And the history will be changed in the next presidential election.
Yeah, either Donald Trump or maybe Hillary Clinton.
But how about Republican, or will be changed?
I don't think it will. I think we'll have a Democrat. It'll be another Democrat. 4 years. I think we'll have a Democrat for, you know, one term for 4 years.
そうだよね。One term is 4 years. So, だからさ、だから、before Obama, it was Bush.
Yes.
He was Republican. じゃない。だよね。いいんだよね。Republican. And Obama is...
Democrat.
Democrat でしょ。So, the... So, だから交互に来るのかなと思って。
Yeah, so... We have Obama, Democrat. Before him was Bush, Republican. Before him was Clinton, who is a Democrat. So. And then before Clinton was Bush Senior, who was Republican. 4 years.
Oh, 4 years.
Yeah. And then before him was Ronald Reagan, who was 8 years.
Oh.
So two terms, one term. So 3 terms Republican, then Democrat. Republican, now Democrat. I think we will get a Democrat for one term, and then it'll go back to the Republicans.
So, だからトランプになるのかな?
Maybe. The Republican Party does not want Trump. So.
Even the Republican doesn't
party.
Want party.
The party. The party leaders don't want Trump. The people Trump.
But the party itself hates Trump.
Yeah.
President.
The whole system hates Trump because, and I'm gonna give everyone a little secret about how this works in America. Everyone hates Trump. The party leaders hate Trump, and the media hates Trump because Trump isn't a part of the party. You know, he hasn't been working in a party all of his life or anything like that. And Trump is very media savvy. He understands the media. So he doesn't have to spend millions of dollars on advertisements.
Mm-hmm.
He can get himself on TV without spending money.
What do you mean?
He knows how to get on TV, you know, being interviewed or saying this or saying that. And the news people report on it.
Mm-hmm. I've heard many candidates in America have their own commercial, TV commercial.
Yeah.
But so you mean the Trump doesn't do that?
No, he doesn't do that. Trump doesn't really spend money on making commercials.
Mm-hmm.
And when the candidates, you know, they make a commercial and then they have to pay the station to run the commercial.
Yeah.
So these TV stations and these networks are making millions and millions of dollars during the elections. They're not making money off of Trump. They don't like Trump because Trump isn't giving them money. That's what it comes down to. These people are scum, I think. Don't listen to American news because no. All right. So we talked a little bit earlier about, you know, some of the civil rights movement and troubles that you have. So we have some questions about that, right?
Yes. Let's talk about this movie in the study mode.
Study mode.
Yeah, you have mentioned some historical background of this movie. So especially about the civil rights movement. So, okay. So could you explain in a detail? And basically, what is the civil rights movement in America?
All right, so the civil rights movement was a lot of during the 60s.
60s, right?
Mm-hmm. And we see all of the protest happening in this movement.
Mm. It's 10 years growing up.
It was maybe more than 10 years. I never studied this in school.
Really?
No. You don't really study modern history in school. So I'm just kind of putting together what I've heard and everything like that.
Okay.
And it was just minority. I don't know if I can say minorities, but like non-whites trying to get equal rights.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In America, especially in the South, in the Southern states.
Yeah.
And that was the civil rights, right? So civil as in, you know, governmental rights movement.
Mm-hmm.
So getting rights and equal rights in America.
Mm-hmm.
If I may, we go back to last week's movie, 12 Years a Slave.
Mm-hmm.
And 12 Years a Slave, this happened maybe like 10 years before the American Civil War.
Ah, 南北戦争の10年ぐらい前の話なんだね.
Yeah.
Right?
So it was very, very, you know,
very, very conservative, very strict.
Yeah.
Black people.
Mm-hmm. And, I mean, Solomon Northrop was kind of lucky that he was able to get out because he would have had to have fought in the Confederate Army if he was still a slave, but at the end of the American Civil War, the federal government, you know, they sent all of the army down into the South and to kind of control everything and to reconstruct the South. But after that period was over and, you know, all of the troops left, in the South mostly, they instituted something called the Jim Crow laws.
Mm-hmm. Jim Crow laws.
Yes.
Mm.
Have you do you study any of this in school in Japan?
A little bit.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it would be, you know, a hot topic for Japanese students to learn about. but
in this movie, the Jim Crow law was mentioned.
Yeah, and it's at the heart of the civil rights movement because the Jim Crow laws were. Everything has to be segregated.
Everything
is segregated by race.
Mm-hmm.
So we see, like, there was that scene I think it was at the courthouse with Cecil mm-hmm. and his son Louis. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. Cecil goes to get some water, and you see white and colored.
White colored, yeah.
Louis goes to the restaurant, and it's like, mm-hmm. this is the white section, that is the colored mm-hmm. section. Mm-hmm. And the Freedom Riders, we'll talk about mm-hmm. in a second, but it's like, mm-hmm. you know, you have like white buses and you have black buses that are on the bus. You know, the black people have to sit in the back of the bus. The white people sit in the front of the bus. And so everything is segregated. The schools were segregated. Mm-hmm. A black person couldn't go to a white person's school. They can't drink out of the white person's fountain. So everything, is completely mm-hmm. segregated. And that's what the Jim Crow laws were. Mm-hmm. It was segregating everything. So everything was separate. And this is why we start to see the civil rights movement, because mm-hmm. everything is segregated, especially in the South. And we get,
And then the Kennedy tried to prohibit to run the Jim Crow law.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he kind of started this, you know, and then Johnson had to, you know, finish that and mm-hmm. kind of break up all the Jim mm-hmm. Crow laws.
Mm-hmm. And he said it in the TV. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they kind of made it look like Kennedy was assassinated mm-hmm. because of that. But mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know. I still mm-hmm. think the CIA killed Kennedy, but.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and so the according to the Jim Crow laws, Freedom Riders is a movement.
Yeah, the Freedom Riders were they rode buses. Mm-hmm. Right. They did, you know, they got on a bus and they rode around mm-hmm. the South where everything was segregated, and they would just like go to one town. And like we saw at the beginning of that movement where mm-hmm. they go to the restaurant mm-hmm. and they sit in a white person's section.
Yeah.
And that's what they were doing. They would just go to different towns, that mm-hmm. segregated towns, to try and open up and protest and demonstrate mm-hmm. about against the segregation.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, there were some like horrible incidences we saw in the movie, like in Birmingham, Alabama, where, you know, the KKK, you know, kind of mm-hmm. surround the bus and they
torched the bus. Yes.
People were lynched mm-hmm. and killed. They referenced the movie, the Sidney Poitier movie mm-hmm. In the Heat of the Night. It's a fantastic movie talking about, I think it talks about some of the Freedom Riders mm-hmm. who were murdered mm-hmm. in the South.
Once more again, the title of the movie?
In the Heat of the Night.
Heat of the Night.
Yeah, in the.
Heat in the Night.
Yeah, in the Heat of the Night.
Mm-hmm.
And it was also a TV series later on, but originally it was a movie.
Oh, really?
With Sidney Poitier.
Sidney Poitier.
Yeah.
My father loved him.
Great actor.
Mm-hmm.
Caused a fight between Cecil mm-hmm. and his son, but.
Okay. And Freedom Riders. Mm-hmm. And back to the early part of the movie. Mm. Louis entered into the Fisk University. Isn't it symbolic?
Fisk is very symbolic. There was this scene at the bus station where Cecil and Louis are talking, and Cecil was like, you know, why don't you go to Howard?
Yeah.
You know, because Howard, it's up north, and Fisk is down south, and it's in Tennessee. Yeah. He didn't want his son to go to the South because he was from the South.
Howard is also symbolic university for African-American people?
Yeah, they are both considered part of what is referred to as the Black Ivy League.
Ah, なるほどね。
So they were originally, you know, like black schools. So Howard and Fisk University were black schools. And mostly, I think, you know, continue to be mostly black students.
Mm-hmm.
So they're very good schools.
なるほど。
Lots of, you know, people attend these schools.
Mm-hmm.
なるほど。Yeah, let me see where is Howard. Yeah, Howard is in D.C., Washington, D.C.
Ah, そうなんだ。So just near their place.
Yeah. Yeah, there is that. And, you know, talking about, you know, Howard University, there was like a very, very early on with Eisenhower.
Mm-hmm.
There was the incident with, they were talking about the high school and the segregated schools.
Yes, yes, yes.
And this incident is the Little Rock Nine,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
which was, you know, nine students. Mm. Black students who were going to go to an all-white school.
Mm-hmm.
And in the South, they're like, no, it's segregated.
Oh.
And there are lots of protests and riots and fighting until eventually Eisenhower, you know, sent the military in and said, no, these kids can go to that school. They have to go they're going to that school.
So the army protect the mm-hmm. nine school student yeah. to yeah. go to the high school.
Yes.
Oh.
Because...
So Eisenhower dispatched them.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Which, what happened was they wanted to integrate the schools. And, you know, they tried sending the kids to the school, but there were just a lot of protesters outside the school mm-hmm. and the kids couldn't get into the school. And Eisenhower calls up the governor
mm-hmm.
of Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
And the governor's like, yeah, you know, I'll send the police
mm-hmm.
and, you know, they'll help the kids get into the school. And he sends the police, but the police just join the crowd and block mm-hmm. the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And Eisenhower's like, you know, this is a federal thing. I need to send, you know, federal people in to get these kids into the school.
Mm-hmm.
But it might start another civil war if I send in federal troops into the South over this issue. So it was really controversial mm-hmm. when this happened. And we could see it taking him a long time to decide, mm-hmm. like, yeah, okay. After, you know, everything that was happening, like with the Freedom Riders and all of the protesting going on, he was like, okay, I have to do this now.
Okay.
Yeah. And I think we can just kind of follow, like, Lewis here, the son, right? So he joins the Freedom Riders. And then after... joining the Freedom Riders, you know, he joins with Martin Luther King Jr.
And then after he was shot, he was joining the Black Panthers?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm. So during this time, there are like three main characters for the Civil Rights Movement. And they're all very different.
Mm.
And first one was Martin Luther King Jr., who was very much, we all have to work together.
Mm-hmm.
If everyone wants to be equal and live mm-hmm. together, we all have mm-hmm. to work together to solve the issue. And then we see him only mentioned in this movie, and that was Malcolm X.
Yeah, and he was more radical.
He was more radical. He was a member for some time,
mm-hmm.
A member of the Nation of Islam,
mm-hmm.
which is like a Muslim organization for in America. Mm-hmm. And they were more radical, but it was more, no, the you know, white people can't help us. We have to help ourselves. We don't want white people helping us. We have to do this for ourselves. That's kind of, you know, what I get from Malcolm X. Is, you know, black people have to help black people. Then you go to the Black Panthers,
mm.
which I would say was more radical.
Mm.
They started off, you know, like they would, I mean, I think really they started off as gang members.
Mm.
and kind of evolved into the Black Panthers. And they would go out on patrols at night, and they would like follow the police and make sure that the police didn't do anything wrong to Black people. And they were also very insular. So it's like, you know, Black people, if someone hurts a Black person, then, mm-hmm. you know, they were talking about at the meeting. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, if they kill a Black person, then we kill two of them.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of very strong, radical feeling.
Ah.
So, you know, three different solutions or views on how to solve that problem.
Mm-hmm.
Two of them were assassinated, Martin Luther King Jr. and Malcolm X. Mm-hmm. A lot of people believe that, you know, the U.S. government killed Martin Luther King Jr. And a lot of people believe that the Nation of Islam killed Malcolm X because he left the Nation of Islam and became a Sunni. And he didn't like what the Nation of Islam was becoming, so he left and he was killed because of that. That's what people think.
Okay.
And the leaders of the Black Panthers, we saw, you know, the raids on all the Black Panther Party members and everything. And a lot of the members were arrested and put into jail. I don't know if you've ever heard of the Bloods and the Crips in America, American Bloods and Crips.
Bloods and Crips.
Yeah, they're the two. The Crips are like the largest street gang in America. There's like 30,000 members or something like that. And it is believed that when the Black Panther Party and the Black Panthers kind of broke up, they evolved into the Crips or the Bloods. The Crips. Yeah, the Crips. Sorry. Crips. So they turned into a street gang. And now today we have the new Black Party, or the new Black Panther Party, which resurfaced a few years ago. It's a lot of stuff that was just going on, but I mean, really, it all goes back to the Jim Crow laws and the segregation. I mean, at one point, the Jim Crow laws went to the U.S. Supreme Court, and their decision was it's okay to have it separate as long as they're equal. That was their decision. Separate but equal is okay. But yeah, people just want to be treated like people.
Okay.
Thank you. Is there anything like this in Japanese history?
In Japanese, I don't remember, honestly, but a little bit. I studied in my high school, and sometimes a civil rights movement is on the TV documentary in Japan, even in Japan, especially in NHK or something. So I watched it when I was young. So I know the name of the Martin Luther King and Malcolm X I didn't know the name of the Jim Crow laws, but I know, but I knew the system of the very, very insulted law.
Yeah, they're horrible laws.
When I was in high school, I studied I studied about American history a little bit deeper because my school was founded by an American person.
Okay.
Yeah, so I was impressed by the story of the KKK, Wow, it's horrible.
Yeah.
But I don't heard about them recently. Still there?
David Duke.
Mm.
I don't know if you've heard this name. He's been in the news recently because he supported Donald Trump.
So nanda.
Yeah, he's like, oh, Donald Trump is our guy. His name is David Duke. He used to be a grand wizard in the Ku Klux Klan. During, I think it was like the third Ku Klux Klan movement in America. There was one like in the 1860s, again in the 1920s. And then another one in the 1960s and 70s.
Mm-hmm.
And he was became a grand wizard. So it's like one of the highest positions in the organization. And yeah, it's still there.
Still there. But still there. I remember the movie of The Time to Kill. Do you know that?
A Time to Kill.
To Kill.
I've heard of it. Yeah.
Yeah. And it is... the KKK was there and very, very scared.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they were scary people.
Mm-mm-mm-mm.
They stole everything, but... I mean, I don't know. I'll say this. It's an organization that decided, you know, we're Christian, you know, like reformist, so they're Baptist.
Mm-hmm.
And they burn crosses.
Mm-hmm. So, burning cross was there in that movie.
Yeah, and they hate non-whites.
Mm-hmm.
They hate Jews.
Mm.
And they hate Catholics.
Mm.
But their outfits are what this big ceremony kind of thing, festival in Spain. I think it's somewhere in Spain,
mm-hmm.
and it's a Catholic thing. That's where the outfit comes from. It's the same outfit.
Mm.
So you have, Catholic? Yeah. So you have these Catholic Spaniards who have been wearing this outfit for like over 1,000 years. So they're screwy people. I'm sorry, but they're screwy. No, I'm not sorry.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. Mm.
So anything else?
No.
No. Next week.
Next week.
Yeah, anything?
Oh, そうだね。そうだな。Do you have some recommendation?
I'm thinking that maybe we can watch something that isn't so serious.
Okay. it's so serious.
It's been what, three weeks in a row we've watched something that is just
comedy みたいね。
Yeah, a comedy. A comedy sounds good. How about School of Rock?
Ah, いいよ. School of Rock.
School of Rock. It's Black Jack, who becomes like an elementary school teacher or something like that, and he teaches a band and.
Okay.
That's kind of a cute movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It is on the Netflix.
Yeah. Okay. Or we could maybe go for like a classic, like a Goonies or Ghostbusters or something.
Oh, Ghostbusters?
Yeah, they're remaking Ghostbusters.
これが School of Rock?
Huh?
違う。何? Remaking of the Ghostbusters?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So sometime maybe this year or early next year.
Oh, そうなんだ。
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's going to be all female. Cast.
So all female.
Yeah.
Cast.
So the four Ghostbusters will be females.
So not
that. Yeah. It has what's her name? The lady with from the trailer that we saw, the Girl Scout cookies. Oh crap, what's her name? I can't remember. You thought she was funny. Ghostbusters remake. Who is in that? Melissa McCarthy.
Melissa McCarthy.
Yeah, we saw the thing for The Boss.
Mm-hmm.
We watched that trailer for The Boss where they had that big street fight with the little girls. She's in this. She's in the Ghostbusters remake. Yeah.
Yeah, I am searching the internet.
Chris Hemsworth. Yeah, Kristen Wiig.
Yeah, next August will be
released. Next August. Yeah, in August. It comes out in July in America.
Oh, so 2 months later.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, so Ghostbusters are School of Rock for next week.
どっちがいいかな?どっちがいいかな?
Well, let's hold off on Ghostbusters until it's closer to the release. The new one is released.
New one is released. Wait, それまで待つってこと?
Yeah, so we can wait until August to watch Ghostbusters.
Okay, それもいいね。じゃあ今回School of Rock にする。
Yeah, School of Rock.
School of Rock.
Yeah.
School of Rock. じゃあ、OK。次週お届けするのは、2003年のアメリカ映画School of Rock。日本語でも同じくSchool of Rockで出ています。Netflixで配信中です。
Thank you very much, and good night, everybody. Good night. Oh,
wait a minute, boy. Where are you going?
I sang my number. I gave the show a little class. Now I'm off.
映画のイングリッシュ、お聞きいただきありがとうございました。先ほどお届けしたように、来週はスクールオブロックを、紹介する予定です。ぜひ関心のある方は、ご覧になってくださいね。番組メールアドレスは、番組ウェブサイトは映画の english.com。メールアドレスは mike@english.com もしくはきのこ @english.com です。質問のある方、ぜひぜひお寄せください。それでは、来週もよろしくお願いします。
Thank you for listening, and we hope you will join us next week. Until then, have a nice day!